The disciples began to praise God, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some Pharisees said, "Order your disciples to stop." Jesus answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. Today, we with the church around the world, with the celebrations of the Palms and Passion Sunday, enter Holy Week, that most sacred week in the life of the church, where our Lord Jesus Christ will live his last days and eventually be handed over to death on a cross. I always find Palm Sunday and Holy Week the hardest part of the church year to write sermons for, simply because the scripture readings and liturgies speak for themselves. We all know what is going on and what is about to happen to our Lord. In preaching in Holy Week, we run the risk of making things more complicated than they need to be. For it is simple. Jesus is riding into Jerusalem to die on the cross for us. Nothing needs to be added or subtracted from this simple and yet profound truth. Palm and Passion Sunday, though, is a day of contrasts. We have two Gospels, one in which our Lord is hailed as a king, and another where our Lord is beaten and nailed to a cross. We too feel this contrast in the liturgy. At the beginning of the service, we welcome the king into Jerusalem, but by the end of the service, we know what is going to happen to him. This is also in the mind of our Lord himself this day, heading towards his death, but knowing he is fulfilling what he came to earth to do, to reconcile humanity to God the Father. Palm Sunday is a very important feast of the church, and the events are depicted in all four Gospels. As we have been going through the season of Lent, we have been heading down the road to the city of Jerusalem with Jesus, the place of his death. And on Palm Sunday, he enters the city triumphantly as a king. In many ways, Palm Sunday is a celebration. In some countries, it is almost like Halloween, where children dress up and go door to door collecting coins and candy. But as I say, Palm Sunday is a day of contrast because of the response people give to Jesus. In many ways, Palm Sunday is the day the penny drops, the day that Jesus' friends and foes alike come to understand who he really is, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the flesh, and that causes his disciples and followers to praise him and his enemies to set in motion a plan to kill him. Everything that Jesus has ever taught them and predicted about himself seems to come together on this day. The gospel that we are given for Palm Sunday is one full of symbolism and shows us who Jesus is, God on earth. Our Lord is riding into Jerusalem to shouts of praise, and this fulfills the hopes and longings of all the people of Israel, of all the people of the world, ever since ancient times. Jesus fulfills the prophets. The Old Testament prophets say that the Messiah will come to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. This is where we are told in Scripture that Jesus and his disciples meet and gather before they enter Jerusalem. We see our Lord ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, an odd detail, but the prophet Zechariah says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant, humble, riding on a donkey." The donkey also connects Jesus to that other famous Israeli king, King David, again fulfilling the prophecies of a king who will come after David in his footsteps and in his lineage. The spreading of the garments on the road is a sign of respect for a king. The shouts of Hosanna from Psalm 118 are again about the coming of a great and humble king. This day, Palm Sunday, the people of Israel understand. They know who Jesus is, the great and humble king, the Messiah, the fulfillment of all their hopes and aspirations as a people. But again, in contrast, Jesus' enemies and those who stand against the truth and the kingdom realize who he is as well and set in motion their plan. The church, in the way that it sets up its lectionary, gives us another contrast this day. We have a gospel where Jesus is king and a gospel where he is nailed to a cross. But then we hear those two other readings where our Lord is shown to be humble, not triumphant. For we will see this week that the world is saved through our Lord's humility and not righteous power and anger. Our Lord is the humble King who has come to save and ransom the world. The Palm Sunday Gospel today ends with the Pharisees telling Jesus to stop the people from praising him. But our Lord says to them, "Let me tell you, if these people were silent, even stones would cry out. Nothing in this world, no human or earthly power, is going to stop the truth of God and salvation from being brought to the world. Will we see this week that the enemies of truth try to silence Jesus, but it will not work at all. All of creation will sing out with the truth of God. You see, my brothers and sisters, the final contrast that is set out for us today, this Palm Sunday and the beginning of Holy Week, is the contrast between us as human beings and Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the ultimate contrast of this day. We as human beings are conflicted because of our nature and how we respond to God and his call on us. We are the crowds in our hearts, and we shout both Hosanna and crucify him, whereas our Lord is always obedient to the Father, following his will, even if it leads to death on a cross. Jesus has called us to be his disciples, which means we are called to pick up our cross and follow him. But ultimately, as we saw last week with Mary and Judas, the choice is ours. So my brothers and sisters, as this Holy Week begins, I would encourage you to come to the ancient liturgies of the church and see the story of salvation play out before your eyes. Allow Jesus to humbly ride into your heart, mind, and soul, so that you can go out into the world and tell the truth of the gospel. For if we don't tell out his truth, the world will. Nothing will silence the truth and salvation of the Lord. As we will see at the end of this week, not even human death will bring this about. Nothing on earth. The stones will cry out the truth and salvation of God, that death does not have the final word, and that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.